Hey guys, welcome to Sky's Limit Podcast, and hope you guys are having a wonderful day, night, morning, whatever time it is for you. And Chloe isn't here. I tried calling you. It's pretty late at night, slash morning. So I just got somebody else, one of my best friends of 10 years, Tia. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
This, I'm probably sounding really weird because I'm a totally different person in podcast mode.
Yeah, you really are. You're very, not a lot of people know this, but he's very abusive to me.
Am not abusive to you.
Yes, you are.
You're Taurus and I'm a Cancer, okay? We're totally different.
We don't mix.
And somehow we're best friends 10 years.
Yep. What server are you in, by the way, man?
Mindplex. We're playing Minecraft while we're talking about this.
Okay, well, am I starting or are you starting? By the way, it's like 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Do you want to start the stories? Oh
Sure,
God.
I can start the stories.
By the way, I forgot to say the subject of today's episode. Scary stories. And these are all true, by the way. We had to live through this.
Yep. Sadly.
Yeah. So are you st do you have a story ready?
Yeah, I have a story ready.
I have a couple of stories ready.
Okay, am I starting?
Yeah.
Okay. So, not in the house I live in now, but like an old house. It's not really like it's a scary for me. It's not like about ghosts, but it's really scary. I was sleeping in the lounge room and I had let's just say it was really hot in the house and the only aircon was in the lounge room and it wouldn't reach our bedrooms. So me and my two sisters and my sister's boyfriend at the time were sleeping in the lounge room. And so there was a mattress on the floor, my little sister was on the couch and I was on the other couch. Anyway, and there was a like everyone was asleep. This was like around like 2 a.m. pretty sure. Everyone was asleep and I was like sitting there on my phone, doing like teenager things, scrolling through stuff. And I hear banging and I'm like, oh, okay, like maybe it was just like the dogs trying to like, fight or something. And then I look at the door and kid you not, someone's standing there.
Oh, similar to what I was about to say about my story.
Yeah, so by the way, do you want to add me to a party? Yeah, and I'm sitting here freaking out, like, should I wake up my sister's boyfriend? Should I wake up my sister? Like, what am I doing? Like, do I go to my mom? But like someone's staying there and all I hear is like creak, like someone like they were trying to get into the house and I was like, oh no, what do I do? Like, what the fuck? And then now that they realized that they couldn't get into the house, they kind of went away. Turns out the next morning there was cops at the front of my not my neighbor but the one beside them. There was cops outside their house. The person that was trying to break into our house broke into their house.
Oh, you're talking about a real person. Yeah,
Yeah,
I saw
like
someone in my driveway.
they were trying to because are we playing Cake Wars?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get into our house, they got in, they were trying to get into the other person's house. So I was like, oh my God, that could have been us. Like, oh my God, what would have I done? And then the next morning, mom was like, oh, did you hear that there was a break-in happening? And I was like, oh, really? I'm like, she was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, well, last night, someone was trying to get into the house. And she was like, oh, what do you mean? Like, what the hell? Like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, yeah, someone was like trying to get into the house and like was rattling. Like, legitimately, that was like the most scariest thing for me because like I haven't been broken into before, so like that was like really scary for me.
Oh God.
Yeah, so like that was like terrifying.
Would have crap my pants.
I think honestly everyone would have. Who are
Probably.
you? Bring we're not together.
Oh, aren't we?
No, I'm just gonna be reckless then. Yeah, so like that, what color are you? I'm pink.
I'm green.
Purple. Am I purple? I'm purple.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
like I think I'm. Yeah, it was like so scary because like I've, like I said, I've never had someone break into my house before. So, like, that was kind of sus.
That was kind of sus, though.
Yeah. So, like, kind of scary to think if you think about it.
Yeah, anyway, that was pretty scary.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your story?
So, mine is not about a real human being.
Oh, no.
So, this is even scarier, but the house that I'm currently living in, when we first moved in, we were all sleeping on, like, mattresses on the floor, kind of like new house stuff.
Yeah.
And I had a bedroom at the end of a hallway.
Oh, fuck that.
And I was sharing it with my little brother. But at one point, we ended up getting two single beds, but they were on opposite sides of the room. So let me map this out. Two single beds, but opposite sides of the room. And then at the very... Oh my god, this is so confusing. So there's a wall with the window, okay? Both of the heads of the bed were at the window, but opposite sides. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then on the complete opposite side to the window, there's a sort of desk thing with a TV on it. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I was like, I don't know. I was doing something. I woke up. I can't remember why I woke up, but I woke up. I was looking at the TV because I usually slept with my TV on. I still do because I'm scared.
We sleep with the toilet light on. So, like, because my little sister's scared of the dark. So, like, we have to keep the toilet light on for her.
Yeah, well, we were sleeping, my little brother was asleep, I was awake, I saw my TV was turned on, I was like, alright, all good, I'm all good, no demon gonna get me today, and then all of a sudden my TV turns off, and I'm like, oh no, and then I got up, and I was turning the TV on, I turned it back on, everything was fine, and I was like, you know what, it must have timed out or something like that, even though it's never done it before, but you know, we all good, I think. I laid back down. So, on the same wall where the TV is, there's a door right next to it, and I'm on that side with the door, and I look up, there, I kid you not, there is a 7 foot tall shadow figure, no distinctive feature, just full on black, waving at me.
No, I fucked up.
My heart was beating out of my chest. And I was literally yelling, Aaron, because my older brother is Aaron and he was living with us at the time. And he is 6 foot tall, so he's pretty tall. He's about 6 foot six. And you've met him, right?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, he's pretty tall. And I was yelling, Aaron, Aaron. And it just kept on waving at me. And I put my head under the sheet. And I waited about 5 minutes, take it off, and it's gone.
Fuck that, no.
And every time after I tell my family the house is haunted, no one listens to me except for my older sister.
Yeah, no, not today.
Because she's heard a baby screaming coming from my bedroom and I was asleep.
No, go away.
I'm watching this happen right now.
Go away.
Yeah. I've got more stories, but do you have another one?
Yes, I do. Hold on, my bed's going to get destroyed. Okay. So there was one time, right? My nan passed away.
Yeah. Sorry
for and don't it's okay. Like, this was ages ago. Anyway, and she was and like my mum believes in like this like the spiritual and stuff, which like I think we all do. One day, I kid you not, dead set, one day Oh my God, I thought my bed got destroyed. Sorry. One day, my mum heard we were sitting in the lounge room, right? And we were just minding our own business, sitting in the lounge room, vibing like good children. And then, I kid you not, our DVD player turns on by itself. Like, no one's sitting next to it. Like, it just turns on automatically. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And then, like, I look at my mom and she's like, did you just see that? I'm like, yeah, I did. What the hell? Like, what the actual fuck? Why did it do that? And mom was like, maybe it's Nen. And I'm like, it could possibly be that night, dead set. That night, not even kidding. I was sitting there. Well, I was okay. I slept in the lounge room because, like I said, it was like, it gets really hot here.
Yeah.
And the aircon was in the lounge room. And, I was sleeping in the lounge room that night. Anyway, and then I heard footsteps coming down the hallway. I was like, bro, what the actual hell? And like, I suffer from really bad sleep paralysis. So like, I was like, oh, maybe it's just like my brain ripping, like thinking that. But no, it wasn't. Yeah, and then like I heard footsteps, so I was like trying to keep calm, and I'm like, oh God, oh God.
Oh no,
And
get
then,
out of there.
oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh shit, like what the fuck do I do? Like, I'm panicking, and I'm like thinking what to do, like, hello. And like the first thing that comes to my mind is just like, get up and run to your mom's room. And I'm like, well, maybe like, I don't know. I was like kind of sus about it because I was like, hold on, like it could be like one of my brother or my sister like playing with me. But no, I get up and all I see is a figure and I'm just like, oh no, fuck this, no, fuck this, I'm out, I'm leaving, I'm avoiding the house. And then the next day, my mom comes to me and she asked if I was walking around the house, and I said, no, why would I be walking around the house? And then she's like, because I was hearing footsteps last night. I'm like, what is the ironic that I heard footsteps, right? And then my mum turns around and says that she was hearing footsteps.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and that was so scary because, like, for me, being like, I was probably like only like 10, maybe, that was so scary because, like, I don't think any child would want to be like, oh, there's footsteps. And like most children are just like, oh, in their own little world. But me, I was like skeptical. I was like, bro, that DVD player turned on last night. Nuh-uh. Like, I don't fuck with that shit, man.
Well, I've got a wait, let me think. Oh God. I had another story. I'm trying to think. Where is it? Oh my God, this is so, I just forgot the story. How? Looking back at all my ghost stories right now, and I'm trying to figure out which one I wanted to do. I do have one, but it will be very quick.
That's okay.
Do you have another one ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So one night, right? I was talking. I had my one of my other best friends, but I had only been friends with her for 5 years, Sienna, over my house. And our enemy, I'm not going to say their name due to legal stuff. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Our enemy, over my house with Sienna. And me, Sienna, and my enemy were like chilling in the corner of my bed, watching horror movies, getting scared, jump scared, cuddling to each other because we were scared. And then we're sitting there, right, watching the horror movie. I'm pretty sure we were watching The Nun.
Are you dead?
Yeah, I'm spectating you. Oh, yellow's coming over.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're there.
I'm just gonna leave. I'm just gonna leave. Oh, they're at my base.
Yeah, they're crap.
Bitch, back off. Bitch, back off.
They're breaking it.
Back off. Back off, bitch. Back off. Leave, asshat. Leave. No one likes you.
Anyway, we were watching a horror movie. We were watching The Nun, you know, getting scared, getting jump scared. And I, at this point, it's still the same house, the house that I'm in now, but a different bedroom. And I'm in the one next to the kitchen. So I keep on having to explain how my bed's set out. But it was a double bed in the corner of the room, and on the opposite corner, there's a bookshelf with a desk. And it's a pretty far distance, okay? No kidding you. We were sitting there getting scared out of our minds. My heart was going out of my ass. But sitting there,
I mean, like, no.
It was pretty dark in my room. All of a sudden, one of my big, chunky, heavy Shadowhunter books got chucked at us from my desk.
What the fuck?
That's a whole ass room distance away. And after that happened, me, Sienna, and they scream. When I say they, I'm referring to you know whom. We all screamed, yeah. Jumped up, turned on the light, ran out of my bedroom. We were like trying to figure out how that could have happened. But the way behind you.
Oh my god. Crap out of me. Oh, fuck, my game's lagging.
The way it was set out, okay. The bookshelf,
I'm dead,
is built in to the desk, and it's like this little cubby thing the bookshelf is, and the books are way at the back of that. So there was no way. If it would have fallen, it would have just fallen toward, like,
I'm dead, bro.
On the desk. But it was legitimately. To hit us, it would have been brought out of the bookshelf and shocked. And after that, we walked in the kitchen. We started banging the walls to see if it would drop, but it didn't.
What the hell? That's fucked up, man.
It legitimately got shocked at us, and we all got so scared.
How the fuck is this cunt not dying?
I don't know. Okay, what's your other story?
Okay, so it's not really like a scary story, but it was like funny because like my brother did it. So it was like 2 days, like two days before Halloween.
Yeah.
Anyway, and you know, we were vibing, you know, we were just chilling, you know. Yeah, we were chilling, you know. Anyway, and then next minute, like, we're vibing watching movies.
Yeah.
I'm dead. And my brother, like, comes out, and he's like, oh my god, I heard a noise. And I'm like, oh no, what the fuck. And then I'm like, oh god, he's heard a noise, we're dead, we're gone, like, what the actual fuck. And then, like, we were supposed to go trick-or-treating, but then my, like, something came up, and, my mum wasn't there to take us trick-or-treating.
Yeah,
and my mum wasn't there to take us trick-or-treating. So my brother was like, you know what, I'll take this trick-or-treating. And I'm like, okay then, let's go. Like, sure, let's go. And then he, like, came out, and, like, we're all in our costumes. Fuck, my bed. And we're all in our costumes, you know.
Yeah.
And then... eating apple golden. I'm dead. I'm just leaving. You know what? Fuck it. I'm leaving. Bye, bitch. Yeah. And, like, we're sitting here, you know, we're vibing. And my brother's like, okay, then, come on, let's go. I'll go take you out to a treat. And I'm like, okay, then, let's go. And then, like, we get in, you know, we get into our cosplays, and, like, my mom, like, calls us, and she's like, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, I'm doing, you know, doing my thing, vibing. I'm dead, by the way, so if you want to join a different game.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I'm vibing. And then she's like, okay, well, if you go, be careful because,
Wait,
like,
who is
this was the time.
pink team, by the way?
Okay, I don't know if, like, I don't know if anyone remembers this, but, like, there was, like, a time where, like, there was, like, clowns and stuff around.
They're coming back. Every election, they always come back.
Yeah, why can't I don't always get you, man.
Yeah, I'm on orange.
Do you want to join a different server?
Sure, just through slash hub. Anyway.
Yeah, and, like, and there was, like, and the clowns were back, right?
Yeah.
And we're doing cake wars, just different, try, I don't know what, are we in a party? Are we even in a party together? What are you? Oh, you're the chicken. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, continue.
Is this you? Are you the mushroom? Yeah. And, like, the clowns were here, so we're like, oh, okay. And mom was like, be careful because there's clowns. Like, yeah. It was me, my older brother. He's, like, he was, like, 18. My sister, who was, like, 17. Me, I think I was, like, 13. No, not 13. I was, like, I think I was, like, 11, 10, maybe. And my little sister that was 9, and we were in our costumes, and anyway, we were, like, jumping around.
Oh,
our...
wait. No, huh? No, pick purple. Ah.
Yeah. And we were, like, oh, we're here. Yay. We're, like, vibing, you know, going to exchange. Next minute, we're down, like, we're, like, we went to the shops because we had to go get drinks to bring home because after we went to the trading, we were going to be home alone because my mum and dad were staying at a hotel. So we had to go get, like, dinner. So we went to McDonald's and got dinner and stuff. Anyway, halfway, are you going out or am I going out?
Huh, what?
Are you going out or am I going out?
What do you mean?
Like, am I going to mid?
I don't know.
I'll go. Anyway, yeah, and, like, we were sitting there, you know, and, we're walking to the shopping center that was, like, probably, like, an hour away from where we actually were because we went, like, we went so far away from our house when we went trick-or-treating. We were, like, walking to the shops in our, like, costumes. Next minute, this guy jumps out of the bush, and we're just, like, hello. And, like, mind you, my brother's, like, very, like, muscly. Like, he works out and stuff. So, like, that. And plus, my brother always carries around a pocket knife with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we had a pocket knife, so it was okay. But then, like, this guy drops it, and he's in a clown costume. And, like, he's, like, and he's, like, hi. And then, like, my brother's, like, excuse me, because, like, you move out of the way because, like, we're trying to, like, go to the shops and, like, we don't want any drama, Brody. 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 Anyway, and he was like, we don't want any drama, so, like, could you, like, move out of the way and, like, let us go? I think Ak was coming over, by the way. Let us, like, through. And he was, like, wouldn't talk, and he was, like, being, like, real sus. So, like, my brother, like, kind of, like, walked up and said, he's here?
He's thinking about coming over.
He, like, pushed him. I have a bow. It's okay. Watch it. No, let it go. Just like, go on. Come over. Come on. Come on, pussy. Go. Go. Come on. Yeah. Anyway, so he pushed him. He was like, nah, fam. Like, fuck off. Like, Brody, can you, like, distract him? I only have 1 hour left. Anyway, and he was like, hey, could you, like, move, please? Because, like, we're trying to,
I'm
like.
Dead.
Oh, you're dead. Freddy, cheek joint. Freddy, quick, quick, Freddy, quick. Freddy, I'm dead. Go get him. Yeah, and he was like, could you move, please? Because, like, we're kind of, like, trying to go through. And this dude, kid you not, this dude legitimately walked out, pulled out a knife, like a kitchen knife, you know? And was like, and, like, just started walking towards, like, us girls.
Oh, God.
And then my brother, like, kind of, like, oh, no, wait. It was my brother, and he had two of his friends with him because my mom said, I remember now, is that Technoblade in a maid costume? And it was, like, my brother had three of his friends with me. I just remember because I was, like, hold on, there was more people to this story. Anyway, And like we were sitting there, and like this dude started moving closer to like us girls. Anyway, and my brother's friend like came over and like kind of put his arm around, like trying to like hide us, if that makes sense. Like they all three of them stood in front of us. Anyway, and this dude walked up and was like giving my brother like weird looks with this stupid ass clown mask on. And I was like, "What
Block hunt. Okay, continue.
are we playing?" Okay. And I was like, what the actual hell? And then next minute, all I hear is from my brother, run. And we just started, we bolted. Like when I say we bolted, like we ran so fast. I've never run so fast in my life. And like we ran and we were like, oh, okay. Like, what the fuck? Like, why did he just sit there and tell us to run? And then my brother was like, run, because like, what the actual fuck, like. And then so we ran, we got like halfway like through the thing, and this dude's chasing after us. And then like my brother pulled out his pocket knife and he was like, okay dude, look up, like fuck off, you have to go, like go away. And we're all out of breath, you know, like we're trying to like vibe, we're out of breath. Luckily we had like water with us anyway. And then this dude like kind of backed off once he saw that my brother had like a pocket knife, and he was like, and like he would not talk. Like we were telling him to fuck off, and he would not talk. And then like the two boys, my brother's like two best friends, walked up and was like, okay, it's time to go, fuck off, and pushed him. And then he kind of like walked away once he realized that we weren't fucking around. They weren't fucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then turns out on the news that like they had like a massive plan thing for like the clowns with all these like kids and stuff.
Wow. You've
So luckily, like my
lucky.
brother, like yeah, like a lot of shit happens. Like luckily, my brother, like because originally we were just gonna go with my mom, and my brother wasn't gonna come.
Wow, lucky that he did go.
Yeah, because then like oh, that would have been so like fucked up if like. A nice phone call to my mom. By the way, a nice phone call to my dad or my brother. In
Sorry
fact.
about that, guys. It lagged out. Well, back to the story, how you almost died on Halloween night.
Yeah, that would have been like funny. Like, haha, my best friend died on Halloween night.
Wow. Dramatic, emotional.
But like yeah, like honestly, it was so weird because like I wasn't expecting that to ha like happen, because like
Nobody would.
dumbass clown to come out of nowhere.
Well, actually, this isn't going to be my story, but I just want to say this year for Halloween, we didn't go with any adults. And it was like a group of me and my friends. So there were like quite a few people. There were like six of us plus three of my younger siblings. We were all trick-or-treating. All of a sudden, one of my friends, I forgot who, but they scream, "There's somebody behind us." And every time we'd look back, there was this creepy dude just staring at us. Like, and he would wait for us to get around to the corner and then he would run and then stare at us again. It got to the point where somebody saw a weapon in his hand, and we had to call my stepdad to come pick up the little kids so they don't get hurt, and we continued trick-or-treating with this guy around.
Oh my God.
We just wanted the kids to be safe.
And then there's another one. Well, I just watched someone put a pin through their nail. Yeah, there was one time where this year actually trick-or-treating for Halloween, I went to a Halloween party with my best friend that I won't say for personal reasons, and a couple of other friends. And we were there, and like it was like time, and like where like their house was, like where they lived, was like in a very like fucked up place. So like there was a lot of like drug addicts and stuff around there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were sitting there, and my friend who was at the door letting people in, like, someone, like, came in. And they were like, oh, okay then, like.
So gate crashed the party?
Yeah, like, someone literally, some random dude walked in.
Yeah, that's gate crashing. That's illegal where we are.
Yeah, and, like, someone walked into the party and was, like, sitting there. And he was sitting on the couch, and I was like, okay then. And then one of my male friends, got up and was like, hey, dude, you need to leave. Like, because I think there was, like, a couple, like, there was, like, four females and, like, six males. Anyway, and, like, this, like, one of my male friends got up and was like, okay, I don't know who the fuck you are, and none of us do, so, like, you need to leave now before I call the cops. And this dude got up and, like, punched him in the face.
Yeah, that's gate crashing.
Yeah, punched him in the face, and then I was like, whoa, what the actual fuck? And then one of my male friends, like, grabbed me and was like, okay, come on, we're gonna go upstairs, like, let's go. And I was like, okay, then.
That is definitely crasher.
Yeah. And then, like, I was like, oh, God, what's happening? We ended up calling the cops, and then, like, the cops came and took him away. Apparently, he was, like, some crazy man. And, like, he came in, and, like, the cops came and, like, took him away, and I was like, bro, what the actual hell? And then my friend ended up, like, having, like, a blood nose, and, like, there was blood everywhere. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
Well, then.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Oh.
What about your stories?
Only the like of ghosts. I can say once another story about ghosts. It was not last year, but the year before, I think. And I was having a birthday party. We went to Starbucks. We went back home. We were watching horror movies, you know, teenager stuff. You weren't invited.
Yeah, wow.
And, I mean, you probably wouldn't have come anyway.
I probably would have been playing my games.
Yeah, anyway. So, we got home from Starbucks, and me and a group of my friends were all watching a horror movie. It always happens during the horror movies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's like the ghosts know.
They know. Yeah, we were watching horror movies, you know, chilling. We were all scared, so we were cuddled up again. And, let's just say we saw my door like creep open a little bit, and we saw a little boy standing there, so we thought it was my little brother, and we kept on saying his name, and he wouldn't reply, and we were like, oh, shut the door. And then it started closing a tiny bit, but we could still see someone there. And so I got up, everyone could still see him there, so I got up and I opened the door, like I slammed it open. I was about to yell at him. And then it vanished.
Mm.
And we ran out. Everyone ran out to the clothesline where my mom was and where my little brother was. And we were like, has Ty been out here this whole time? And she's like, yeah, why? And we're like, oh, nothing, don't worry. And then we walked to the other end of the house where the rest of my siblings were, and we were like, have you guys gone near my room? And they're like, no. Like, they were like so confused. So me and my friend group saw a little boy standing outside my bedroom door.
But like, the crazy thing is, like, most people don't believe in ghosts, so I'm just like, bro.
Bruh.
You're on drugs if you don't believe in that shit, man.
Or you're on drugs if you do.
True.
That's why you... that sentence.
But yeah, like, most of, like, the... it was, like, most of the things can get, like, really scary, man.
Definitely. So, should we go into the next part of the podcast?
Sure.
You've never been on the podcast or listened to an episode, have you? So you don't know how it goes?
No.
So pretty much what we do in this segment is we get over, like, the professional topic of the episode, you know, and then we go into the stuff that's been going on in our lives that we have to get off our chest.
Okay.
So what's... Oh, we just, like, bamboozled one of our best friends.
Oh, yeah.
They... Tia. By the way,
yeah.
Did we introduce you as Tia?
I don't think so. I think you introduced me as your best friend.
Yeah, well, this is Tia, if you didn't know. Go follow Hello. Her on Instagram at...
Doki_Doki_cosplay6.
If you look at the description of this episode, it'll be plugged there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she has the account to one of my best friends, One Banana King One. And
we decided to do something funny to her. She so I have her account because, like, I was helping her with some stuff on her account. And Brody decided to message our friend and was like, oh, what did you say?
I was like, oh, I'm so sick
of Tia. And you turned around and you were like, oh, I'm so sick of Tia. Like, I'm done with her bullshit. And then, like, me being me, I went onto the account and was, like, acting stupid and stuff.
And mind you, she's still asleep right now, so she's just going to wake up to that.
It's going to be so funny. It's a random message from her going, what is this?
Yeah, pretty much.
I haven't really had stuff going up. I got cheated on. Does that count?
Oh, yeah. You can talk about that if you want, or you don't have to, obviously.
Oh, well, honestly, I don't really care. So I was in a long-distance relationship, and my ex-girlfriend, well, my girlfriend at the time, she was, like, one of her best friends. Like, if they were, like, just cuddling and stuff, like, I don't care because, like, I cuddle with my best friend too. So, like, I honestly wouldn't give a crap because, like I said, I cuddle with my best friend too. But, like, dead ass, she made out with her, and, like, the sad thing is that at the end of our relationship, she didn't tell me. Her friend's little sister told me.
Wow.
Yeah, so that kind of, like, hurt me because, like...
But that just, like, still, I find that so messed up.
Yeah, and then, like, a lot of, like, things happened. A lot of things happened because, like, I got caught, like, one of her friends, the sister that told me, her, the girl that told me, her older sister decided to be an absolute bitch and, call me, like, jealous and stuff. And, like, this girl, like, was all over her. And, like, any natural person, if some girl was over your girlfriend, you would get jealous too.
Yeah.
Like, any natural person would get jealous over that because, like, that's your girlfriend and someone's all over her. Like, they were, like, hugging each other and, like, touching each other's, like, boobs and stuff. And I'm like, bro, like.
I've got the title of this episode, okay? Let me write down. The title is, okay, let me not ruin my drawing. I'm going to write on the front page. Tia. Oh, wait, no. Scary stories. In brackets. Tia almost died twice.
Tia almost died twice by a clown.
And then Lil Dash, Tia was also cheated on.
It sounds like I have a shit life. I really do, honestly.
Are you gonna, like, share this podcast on your Instagram once it gets put out?
Probably.
Everybody can just hear how crappy your life is.
Yeah. But yeah, and then I got cheated on, so that was fun. And then, like, a massive, like, drama happened. And then, like, her friend was calling, saying that I always act like the victim and everything. And then she got mad at me because, how funny would it be if you had anime, like, people that watch anime watching your stream?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I do. Funny?
Well, anyone that watches, what?
So, I get the statistics of, like, where they're from. Like, their country, not their address, please. Yeah. I get their country, their genders. About 60% of the people who are watching are females.
Mm-hmm.
About 30% are non-binary, then 10% are males.
Oh, cool.
So we have more non-binary people listening than male.
Oh, hell yeah, let's go. But anyone out there that watches Haikyuu and knows Kenma, I'm a Kenny for him, so, like, I do not message people unless if I message them, then, like, we'll have a conversation, but most of my friends don't message me because, like, I'm mostly either cosplaying or I'm playing games or I'm sleeping because I have 1% low iron, so, like, I have no iron in my body. And Brody knows this. Most people, like, know me to not message me unless if I message them, because if you message me and you make me lose a game, it's over for you.
Yeah.
She was like this girl that, like, her sister, like, was talking, like, her little sister told me that, like, my girlfriend at the time cheated on me. She was talking about, like, me not messaging her, and I was like, but it's okay, like, I don't know why you're sucking, because I don't message anyone, but I have the messages, I have tea, I can read out the messages. Oh,
damn, we really going in detail with this now.
Yeah, I'm really pissed, man. hold on, I gotta find
should I account. Quickly, while you're doing that, should I quickly, like, say some stuff that's going into my life?
Sure.
So I've been working on my drawing skills, which are still not surprisingly, they're just terrible. Yeah, I've been trying really hard to get them good, but nothing is working.
And then I found the messages, yeah. By the way. And then, I was like, bro, ? Is this the reason? Is this the reason? Because I hid them from my story because they kept going back and telling my girlfriend at the time things that were on my story because I blocked her because, like, the way she took me breaking up with her was, like, not mature at all. Like, she I asked for a break because, like, my mental health wasn't good, and she would leave me on scene. She would not message me and stuff. So I was like, okay then. And then when I asked for a break, she posted on her close friend story, took me and my best friend and, like, my little sister stuff off of it, like, people that I know, so they couldn't see the story. Luckily, one of my friends that she forgot to take off told me. She posted on her story deleting my highlight that she had on Instagram and was calling me a dumb bitch and stuff.
Wow.
So I hid this girl. I'll hide her name for reasons because I don't want, like, people, like, yeah. And she was like, bro, is this the reason?
Is this the one that you've been talking to me about? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she was like, bro, is this the reason why you hid me from your story? And I said, no. And she was like, ignore. And then she, like, misspelled the message. So I was like, I just didn't want you to see my story because of stuff. But it's not that, I promise. And she's like, but why? I never did anything to you. Why are your friends sending me rude stuff? Which I did not send any of my friends after her. And I said, I don't know. And she was like, why are you always so mean to me, though? What did I do? And I said, how am I mean to you, the fuck? Question mark. And she's like, you just don't text me. Which I don't text anyone, and Brody can clarify that.
Unless we spam you.
Yeah, unless you guys spam me or call me. Hide me from your story. Leave me on scene, which I leave everyone on scene. Then get your friend to send rude things to me, which I did not. And then I said, I don't text people, so you're not the only one who I don't text. And she's like, you're completely ignoring the other things I said. Like, you just left me on scene again. So I'm like, because I'm done with this shit. And mind you, I was having a panic attack this night because one of the cosplays that I posted, someone was gatekeeping and was making fun of me, and like, they were fat shaming me and stuff. So like, I was already in like a rage and a panic attack.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, because I'm done with this shit. And she's like, what shit? Why are you acting like the victim like you always do? I just wanted to know why you sent your friend after me. You're just upset because I called you out. She said, so she posted a thing on her story, and it was like, if you had to describe me in one word, what would it be? And she put jealous. And then I got pissed at her for that because, like I said, any natural person would get jealous if your partner or your girlfriend or your boyfriend was all over another person. Yeah. And then I was like, and then she was like, you're just upset because I called you out, and I wanted to know why you've been ignoring me and why you hid your story. But no, you just act like everything's so sad for you. And mind you, I suffer from really bad depression. So the night that my girlfriend at the time was like, I broke up with her, like, I was really sad and like I was like feeling really depressed. My little sister messaged the girl that I'm talking about and said, oh, can you like stop picking on Tia? Cause like she's really like suicidal and like sad and stuff. And she was like, oh, how dramatic.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was like, how dramatic. And mind you, the friend group that this girl was in is so toxic. Like, we got into a massive fight, this girl and like the rest of the friend group. And they drew a picture of me, and like anyone that watches anime and watches Attack of Titans, they drew a picture of me compared to a Titan, and like it went around the whole friend group, and they started like fat shaming me and like making fun of my body and stuff. So like their friend, like they all like talk smack about each other, and the next day pretend that like they're best friends.
Yeah.
And then like they all sit there and like pretend that they're all best friends the next day. I'm like, bro, I have so much tea on you. Luckily, I'm not a bad person and wouldn't tell anyone your secrets and stuff.
Yeah.
So she was like, you just act like everything's so sad for you. Like, why Barker?
Just that whole friendship group is so toxic.
It is. And, I have post-traumatic stress and stuff. So, like, her saying that kind of really, like, hurt me because, like, her saying that I'm the victim all the time, like, kind of hurt me because like I don't mean to, so that's why I kind of keep my feelings put up, if that makes sense.
Well, I even have had experiences with that friendship group. Me and Tia haven't really spoken about this since it happened, but for a while me and Tia were not friends. Like, we hated each other. But
yeah,
that was because of some people actually in that friendship group.
Yeah. Do you want me to finish the rest of the messages and then we can talk about that?
I didn't know you were done.
Oh, okay. And then she was like, why Barker? I thought we were chill. You didn't need to do that. Question mark. I'm like, can you fuck off? Like, you're starting shit for no reason. She's like, I'm not starting shit. Laugh my ass off. I hate that so much. You're the one who started this. Oh, boo-hoo, you're always the victim somehow. Just own up to your shit, man. I do own up to my shit. I never did anything. She kind of sounds like manipulated, like manipulative.
Yeah.
You just start shit for no reason. You and your friends need to fuck off, like, right off. I love how she's playing the victim now. Like, first she was attacking me, and now she's caught, like, she was like, you and your friends need to fuck right off. I haven't, don't message her.
Yep.
And then she was like my little sister, I'm not gonna say my little sister's name for like reasons, obviously. Your name, your little sister is nice to me. Why are you so rude? And then I messaged her friend that like me and her friend were cool at the time, but like I kind of stopped messaging her because like she the girl that I'm talking about has her account.
Oh, yeah.
Like I kind of just stopped messaged her and stuff. And then she's like, don't message the person's name. She won't pity you. Poor little victim. Just own up to your shit. Like I was like, well, I'm done with your shit. I didn't do anything, and I didn't send my friend after you. And she's like, laugh my ass off. I didn't do anything. Stop acting like the victim. Then why'd your friend message me, huh? I said, I don't fucking know. And she was like, I smell bullshit, and then I blocked her because I was done with her shit.
What is whoa?
Yeah, so it just goes to show you how toxic people are.
Yeah. I just can't, like, I've never met more toxic people than that friendship group.
Thank you. Like, oh my God.
They're just,
And like,
oh.
yeah, and they act so like, oh, I love you so much. Next day, they're talking smack about each other and they hate each other next
No,
day.
even the two people who were dating, you know who I'm talking about, right? They
Yeah.
even spoke crap about each other.
Yeah. And then, like, they spoke so much crap about each other to other people. Like, thank God, like, these people are really nice and didn't tell anyone. Like, and, like, same with, like, my girlfriend at the time, I told her so many secrets, and she went and told this girl that was, like, picking on me all my secrets. And, like, now she knows everything. So, like, now I'm kind of hesitating about telling people my stuff.
Yeah. Oh God, that must suck.
It really does.
Well, go show Tia some love on her Instagram. That sounded like a YouTube
What?
pro thing.
I have two Instagrams. I have my cosplay Instagram, and then I have my main account
Yeah, you
Instagram.
might want to not say your main account. Wait,
Okay.
does your main account have your full name? Okay, you
No.
can say it if you want.
It was just moody bit, moody underscore bitch,
Yeah.
which is so true though. Moody underscore bitch dot 666.
You know what's funny?
What?
If they went on your Instagram, they could probably find out all who all these people are straight away.
True, true, true. But like my main account, I don't have any that I'm talking about on my main account.
Yeah, but like every person that we're talking about, if they went on your Instagram, they would probably f figure out who. Like
Probably.
even your best friend, your sister,
Well, they don't really know who we're talking. Like, we didn't give like pure information on what they look like and stuff, so they don't really know.
Have you not mentioned like your sister at all? Like, oh yeah, this is my sister or whatever. I
No.
mean, if they ever looked at one of your live streams, they would see.
Yeah,
Because she's
true.
always there. Well, not always, but like most of the time.
That's okay. Half of my life is already on the internet anyway.
Yeah. Oh, God. This has been a very drama-filled podcast episode. This is probably going to be an hour-long episode, which we usually only have like 30 to 40 minute longs.
The tea needs to be spilled.
I think the cup broke from all the tea.
Honestly, wouldn't surprise me.
Anyways,
Anyway, chill.
should we end the podcast episode here?
It's up to you.
Thank you guys so much for listening and putting up with my me and Tia's bull crap.
Thanks for listening to our tea.
I'm probably gonna go to bed now, so good night, Tia.
Yeah, like 5 a.m. in the
Yeah,
morning.
and I've got to go out of state tomorrow. By the way, it's actually legal to do that here because we're in Australia and like almost all COVID restrictions are going now because we've got like what, two cases, and that's in a whole different state.
Yeah. But then we also have, they also have a quick cure to use too, so we're good there.
Yeah, so it's safe for us to go out of state and stuff. That's FYI, so I don't get caught up in any drama. So I'm being COVID safe, and whenever we hop out of the car, we're still wearing masks. We're just being COVID safe, you know. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys have a wonderful day, night, morning, whatever time it is for you. See you guys. See you, Tia.